What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service.
In terms of this season, yes, from where we started to, you know, the start of A&M and, you know, the loss to Northern Illinois to now you're saying we're getting ready to play for the national championship. Yeah, it's full circle. This has nothing to do with the past and where I went to school. This is about this opportunity that lies right ahead of us.
Yeah, that's Notre Dame head coach Marcus Freeman talking about the national championship game on Monday night, in which his team will take on his alma mater.
Right.
Played college football at Ohio State back from 04 to 08. And obviously is well thought of there and has good relationships there. But he's the head coach at Notre Dame now. I mean, I'm sure it's kind of a cool storyline for us for sure to say a guy played there, now he's going back to try to, you know, beat him in the national championship, whatever. But like, I doubt he's thinking about that much.
No,
I think he's just thinking about trying to win a national championship. But it's a cool story though.
Yeah,
because honestly, I didn't realize that. I don't remember him really as a player. I don't remember him at Ohio State. Kind of learning that throughout the playoff was like, oh, that'd be kind of a cool little fun storyline if that ended up happening.
It did,
and here we are.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think that, you know, like you said, I bet he only had Ohio State stuff up in his house.
Nah, not anymore.
I mean, all that stuff. Maybe the diploma or something. Maybe that. In his office probably. Yeah. But, yeah, I think this dude is all about his business. And, I mean, you can go all the way back to the A&M. I just always remember one you know, that stands out to me was when they came out the tunnel, when they were at A&M. And we know how that place is crazy and everything, and how he came out the tunnel all calm. Then all of a sudden, that linebacker player came out of him, dude, and he just started pumping fists and talking blank and everything like that, man. And I was like, oh, yeah. And so, I mean, you think about when he first got the job, people were like, is he ready for this job? The Brian Kelly leagues, it was so young and everything like that. And like I said, I know he had the North Illinois, but you remember he had the Marshall hiccup? I mean, he's had some hiccups along the way.
Last year against Ohio State, they lost late. They had 10 men on the field.
You remember that?
Yeah. That's
when Marvin Harris got hurt and all those different things. But yeah, and so he's grown from all those moments, and he has his team where a lot of people didn't think they would ever get back to. You know, we know Notre Dame's a big-ass brand, independent, got all this money, but it was always one of those things where you didn't know they can get back to the level of them competing for championships, and they're there.
Yep.
He's there right now, and it's four quarters away from it, man. One thing about it, he's going to have them ready. They're going to be ready to play on Monday night. It'll be just more or less, if Ohio State's beat them, it won't be because they won't be ready. It'll be because Ohio State's more talented.
It'll be a talent.
And they're just a better all-around football team. Yep. But no, Notre Dame is going to be ready.
Yeah. I don't think it'll look like the last time they're in the national championship game where they just belong there.
No.
They didn't belong there against that team. That thing was over by damn midway through the second quarter.
Yes.
It was like, all right, we'll cut this off, watch something else, unless you have a relative who's a third stringer for the Crimson Tide.
Right.
All right.
Everybody played in that game.
My cousin's going to play.
Yeah, everybody
He's getting
played
in.
And then who was the announcer that was just all ogling over old boy's girl?
Yeah, it was
Musburger. Musburger was over there ogling over old boy's girl, man, the whole damn game.
Yeah.
Because he was in the same way. Well, the game's over.
Well, the game's over. Let's talk about the ladies in the crowd.
Let me just talk about this girl in the crowd right now, man. Yeah, look at it real quick, because I know it's Happy Hour Friday. Look at all extreme detailing. I mean, this dude done got so IG cute with his happy hour now. Got his little liquor and shot glass in the snow and looking all pretty and stuff.
Wow, he really
look at you.
He really that's wow. Look that's a you. Photo shoot.
Look at you.
Also,
look at you.
Like, don't forget your roots. What's this single barrel Jack Daniel's select?
I mean, you done got fancy up there in the snow, huh?
This is a man who was drinking 5 o'clock somewhere vodka out of a plastic half gallon.
Yeah,
2 weeks
he done
ago.
Got all. He done got. He must,
the auto detailing business must be going great
that,
up there.
That damn Christmas bonus hit or something, dog. Because you up here tripping. Yeah, but you supposed to be having some Bacardi Limon and a damn High Life.
Even that would be fancy.
Yeah, he up here drinking some
normally Sutter
single barrel Jack.
Sutter home in a pre-roll.
Yeah.
I do like the Hard Rock Cafe shot glass, though. You see where that's from?
Where's it?
Biloxi.
Country.
So he didn't lose all
he
his
lose
roots.
All the country.
All right. We'll get back into some national championship game conversation in about 15 minutes. What it would, I mean, obviously it would mean a lot for a lot of people involved in this game, but certainly what it would mean for the coaches. Here's Chris Collinsworth talking about a topic that neither you nor I feel the effects of, but maybe some football fans do, professional football fans, I'm not sure.
Because they've converted into a defensive team. Not that they aren't capable, but when we all like were overwhelmed watching the Kansas City Chiefs, it was because Tyreek Hill and company, and they were taking the top off and they're throwing bombs, and Mahomes was, you know, it was just insane. They were scoring points all over the place. And it's really not what they are right now. They are still fully capable of doing that. But they got to 15-1 this year because of the way they played defense.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And because Patrick Mahomes is a magician late in games. And
right.
If you're in a close game and you give him the ball, he's going to win the game. They got the benefit of a lot of luck this season,
they
too.
They did.
Bad snap, missed field goals, whatever. But so what? I mean, they're... I don't think anybody doubts that they're one of the best teams in ball. Maybe there's a little bit of a doubt that... I don't know, some of that stuff can't continue into the playoffs, but they're healthy. Like, to me, there's no risk of rust off the bye. They've done it four times before. They're 4-0 in those games. They know how to deal with having a bye. And, I mean, now go out there and prove it, but I'm pretty sure the Chiefs are going to be fine.
Yeah, man, I think that, you know, as long as you got 15 and Andy, you know, I mean, good things are probably going to happen for you. And you know, the last couple of years, because what it is that you have a dominant defensive lineman, and then all your draft picks on the defensive side have hit.
Yeah.
Your secondary guys, mm-hmm. your pass rushers, mm-hmm. all those guys have hit. And so you're able, and they're all on their rookie contracts, so you're able to be able to field the defense. And then you got a big game defensive coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo. I mean, he's been doing it ever since John. Now, again, I played for him. He was my head coach in St. Louis. Not so much. But I'm just talking about as far as just a defensive genius in the playoffs.
Some people
that's
are
him.
Cut out to be coordinators.
Yeah, and that's just what
and that's
he
okay.
and that's just what he does, man. And so I mean, we were talking off the air like the fatigue of a team. I don't get tired of greatness, you know.
Yeah, like if I was a Broncos fan,
right.
I'd be tired of the Chiefs.
Of course.
Get the hell out of the way,
yeah.
please. If I was a Ravens fan, they keep beating me in the playoffs.
Right.
I'd be tired of them. But I don't know. We're not. I would love for the Falcons to play the Chiefs in the postseason.
Hell yeah.
Because you know what that would mean?
I mean, we're down in the Super Bowl.
That would mean that they're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Hopefully someday that happens. They're not exactly standing in the way of what we're trying to do here. No, I just enjoy watching Patrick Mahomes play in the playoffs.
I love watching him
he's
play,
a magician.
He never
he's going to come
he
up
He's stuff. Never lost in this round.
Yeah, he never has.
You know, and
he makes the AFC Championship game every year no matter what.
No matter what. I mean, and like you said yesterday, like, yeah, close call, bad snap, bad field goals. If you had on white shoes instead of black shoes, all these different things, and they still just won 15 games.
They sure did.
Yeah, it could probably would have won 16 if they gave a damn.
They would have.
Yeah.
They would be 16-1 if the starters would have played.
Yeah, I mean, they just know how to get it done this time of year. And, I mean, as long as and then last year they proved it don't have to be an Arrowhead.
Nope.
They went on the road and won.
They did.
And so
this year they don't have to do that.
Yeah, so they don't have to do that, man. And the biggest thing, they got healthy at the right time. All their guys that luckily, I mean, Chris Jones got that week that he needed, so he's going to be ready to go. Their biggest issue, and it's going to be exploited on against the Texans, is their tackles stink.
Yep. Yep. No, the Texans have incredible edge rushers, and the Chiefs have not good pass protection on the edges. Now, Patrick Mahomes gets the ball out of his hands quick. He's the quickest from snap to throw, whatever you call that, release, whatever, in the NFL. Like, he gets the ball out of his hands fast, but that's why, though. He has to. He has to because those guys can't hold up.
Yeah.
So I'll be interested to see how that goes. Like, is it just a lot of really quick passes?
Mm-hmm.
Get the ball out of his hands quick like a point guard and, you know, work it around like that?
It's going to have to.
It's going to have to.
But then it's also going to be.
Can they win like that? Can they score like that?
Can he do the things that Justin Herbert probably should have did last week? Pat Mahomes going to get gone.
He definitely.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's going to get gone.
He's going to get the dirty yards if he needs to. He's going to do that thing where it looks like he's running out of bounds, so you let up, and then he cuts
and then somebody hits.
What I would do, just take the penalty.
Yep.
Hit his ass.
Yep. Hit him.
Hit his ass.
Yep.
Make him think twice about doing it in the fourth quarter if he tries to do it in the second quarter. Like, because what's, I don't know, you get a penalty, you're not going to get kicked out of the game.
No.
But what's a 15-yard penalty versus a 20-yard gain that he's going to get if you don't tackle?
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
And I'm just going to tell you.
Knock him into the first row.
They got a dude over there that'll do it.
Who's that?
Old Zero for the Texans, the linebacker. We got thrown out. Oh, three games.
The guy for what he hit, Trevor Lawrence,
right? Yeah, he'll do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Pat, don't play around with that dude.
Just knock him into the front row.
Don't play around with that dude right there. That dude will knock your block off.
Aziz Al-Shaair, that's his name.
Don't play around with him.
Yeah.
Play around with it. Play around with him, Pat. Do all that little tippy-toe stuff.
Ask Trevor Lawrence about it. Yeah, that's a good point. That's what I would do. I'd take the penalty. I'm hitting you. Sorry.
But, I mean, remember that same thing happened in freaking
Roger Goodell might murder a family member of mine if I hurt him.
Oh.
Because we're not, you know what I mean?
But you remember
Not allowed to really touch some of these guys.
But that's how they beat the Bengals that year. Remember the guy, he was running and Pat was, like, playing around on the sideline. Dude hit him. Penalty. Yards.
Oh, yeah.
Field goal.
Yeah, that's true. I do remember that. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Don't do it then.
Yeah.
I'm saying early in the first half.
Set the tone.
If he tries to tiptoe the sideline in the second quarter, bow.
But it's gonna happen in the fourth quarter, though.
I know it is.
They're going to be down. They're going to be going down for a field goal, and he's going to do that crap, and then they're going to, like,
pull up. He's going to scramble around in the pocket, hoist it 60 yards downfield. It's going to be uncatchable, but they're going to call pass interference. And then their kicker's going to make the game-winning field goal.
Yeah.
That's probably. Do you think that they still skin of their teeth their way all the way to the Super Bowl?
Yep.
Are they going to start actually, like, pulling away from something?
They don't have the offensive firepower to do it.
Yeah.
They don't.
I know.
They don't.
I think that, too. I think 8 points is a lot for a team that has won like two games by 8 points all year.
Yeah, man. I'm just saying. They got this guy.
I think they're still going to win.
I do too.
But I think it's going to be like 24-21,
telling you, man, because that secondary and that pass rush for the Bears, goes 10 years, I mean, right. 4 years ago right. when he could run, mm-hmm. and
the search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.